In today's episode, we are dishing out advice. We discuss how to keep it in your pants, what to do if you keep fighting with your significant other, and how to keep your underage friend off Grindr. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Corey, I need some advice.
You do?
Oh, she does! Ish. Does she?
are you just like getting right into it? You just want to dive right into the advice episode?
Yeah, what's up? Episode, so sometimes episode. We do. Oh, whoa.
I mean, I tried a new effect.
Oh.
Give me some advice on whether you think I should or keep it.
So sometimes we do advice episodes. We've done maybe like 3 or 4 or 10. I really don't know.
I was like, what?
You guys seem to like them because it gives us a chance to answer some of your questions that are a little bit more specific and that actually we found have been pretty well received and like they've helped a lot more people than just the person who asked it.
And you all seem to be going through a lot of similar things, which
right.
is. Makes sense.
Which actually is kind of like a good thing for you to hear is that you're not alone in these issues. But we let you guys submit your questions to the email address.
Which is psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
So
we should just dive right
let's in. Dive right
I was in. Like, we don't have time to be funny and banter because these questions are always we just get talking and then boom,
yes,
30
dear.
Minutes is... G-O-N-E.
Gone.
Like the NSYNC song.
Okay, yeah.
By the way, listen to that song if you've never heard it. It's pretty good.
Gone.
Pretty good. Gone. So are you ready for the first question?
Yes.
And should we preface how we preface?
Oh, sure.
I was just going to say.
I don't know how you preface.
I preface with,
that we don't
I am
know
not
fucking shit. We don't
a doctor.
Know anything.
I'm not
we
a psychologist.
Stupid. We're really dumb. We really
this is
don't...
just our kind of thoughts and like maybe what we would do and just kind of look at it as like
just a couple of big bros trying to help you out.
Advice. We could also be little bros. I mean, I'm sure some people are older than me
or
at this
little
point.
Hoes.
Okay.
I would kill for a little ho-ho right now.
It's like, what?
Or
what?
Go in flight.
Okay. Well, we're getting into this.
Okay. What's the question?
Question is from E. They say, hello, I really like the show. Thank you so much for doing it. I love the advice episodes.
Oh my God.
Anywho.
Thanks.
Right? So question says, I'm trans and I want to come out to my friends. I've come out to one of them and they were really good about it.
Cool.
But I want to come out to the rest of them as well. But I feel like I should have a new name picked out first. I've tried out a few names so far, but haven't really found one that fits.
Ooh.
So I have two questions. Do you think I need a name to come out? And also, if you guys have any nice gender neutral / slightly masculine Irish names, I'm taking suggestions.
Oh my God, how fun.
I love how specific they are with the questions they want.
Gender neutral,
the names
slightly masculine, a little bit Irish.
I literally Googled for this question.
You sound adorable.
Right?
So this is a good question. And let me preface that Corey and I are both we both identify as cisgender, so we are not experts on transitioning or being transgender, but we are supporters of your identity. I would say, you know, a lot of dumb people might understand how, like, you are trying to identify or how you are trying to express yourself. A lot of dumb people might get it easier if you do... You know, what they expect you to do is, and that would sometimes include having a new name.
Yeah.
A lot of dumb people that might make it easier for them to understand
the
everything.
Whole process.
So, but that them and how they take who you are should not dictate or change your own process. So if you feel like you need a new name, if you feel like there's a
if
name
you,
that better,
right.
Helps you identify as who you are, then that is 100% up to you. But I do think, yeah, like, for like, if my grandma were to try to like understand, you know, somebody
she might
telling
not
them,
get it.
Yeah, I just feel like my grandma wouldn't get it. But like, that's completely up to you.
My thought process was, that I didn't necessarily think, I get exactly what you're saying. Like, some people really need to like what like is some it, compartmentalize it, and yeah, think yeah. like, and they think a name means so much.
Your transition should not depend on if people will
making
get,
right yeah. and making them comfortable or right. whatever. But
exactly.
my thought process was I didn't necessarily think that you needed to have a new name chosen. And I was like, and especially if you're going to ask your friends and come out to your friends, it might be fun to kind of get their opinion too on what they think a good name for you would be or what name they picture suiting you.
But so yeah, I think yeah, that I think might this be kind of fun.
Right.
Because this person is actually asking us for advice on names.
Right.
But if you are doing your own thing and you're transitioning, that's 100% up to you. Like, your name is your name. Yeah. That, and that's the cool thing about being able to, like, pick your name. You can literally go with anything. As opposed to the majority of people who get their name and that's it. You got what you got.
I mean, this person could also ask the one friend that they've come out to and kind of get their feedback and kind of say, is it difficult for you to kind of get it while I'm transitioning?
Yeah.
And I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully, like you said, everybody's just kind of supportive and understanding.
I think when you're coming, when you're going through the process of trying to figure out that name, I don't think there's any harm in like trying them out if you're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think good friends are going to understand and be like, yeah, okay, this is like, if you don't know 100%, like, of course you're going to want to like try it out.
Try it out. You know? See what fits you.
I don't know.
You're figuring out a lot about yourself.
Gender neutral, slightly
I literally Googled gender neutral hashtag or gender neutral / slightly masculine Irish
Patrick?
Names.
That's not gender neutral. You know what? Why is it got, like, every name is gender neutral. Live your dream.
These days, it seems like truly.
I love Kyle for a girl.
Shut up. That's one of my names on my list. Don't even go there.
Oh, my God. Dibsies.
That's so rude.
Whoever's got a baby first.
I Googled.
What'd you Google?
Gender neutral, slightly masculine Irish names. And I came up with a list of Celtic male names of Ireland.
Give them to me.
But I kind of liked.
Patty. That is the most gender neutral Irish.
Patty?
Yeah.
Like P-A-D-D-Y?
Patty. Patty. Patrick. Or Patricia.
Just, I mean, I guess it just Patty. Goes Irish. That's a very Irish name.
Well, yeah, they wanted Irish.
I
deliver what they want.
I liked Aiden.
Aiden, I
think
love
Aiden
that.
Goes both ways.
Wait, that's really cute.
And I found, like, if you want traditional Irish, you spell it like A-E-D-A-N instead of, like, A-I, which I feel like we see so much more.
I really like Aiden. That's a cute name.
Right? I kind of like Alistair, too.
Alistair's cute.
That's cute. I mean,
give me more. Yeah, you're
like,
just in the A's.
I'm in the A's. Let me like scroll down.
Is there anything else that's cute?
Dempsey.
Dempsey's a cute name. That seems gender neutral, slightly masculine, Irish.
Yeah.
I like Dempsey. I like Aiden. I like Dempsey. Those are great.
I mean, I think I'm pretty good at that.
You actually, yeah. But yeah, while you're figuring it out, it's up to you. This is your journey.
Truly.
And good people in your life will be understanding and patient while you figure it all out, because you're not going to wake up one day and have everything figured out. Nobody will.
No.
And so part of the process for you, it sounds like, is the name process. And you're not, maybe one day you'll wake up and know for sure, but it's okay if you take your time.
Yeah. I love just reading that. I mean, that you've come out to one friend.
That's incredible.
And that they were completely supportive and that you're feeling empowered to start telling other friends. I think that is so amazing to hear, and I love hearing that.
And I think it's also important to say that from what I've read and seen online, a lot of people that might identify as trans also want to give, I guess, love to people that don't necessarily choose to express themselves as the gender that they're transitioning to. Your expression has nothing to do with your identity. And sometimes they do match up, and that's great too. But know that you don't have to change anything about you for your identity to be valid. You don't have to, you know, get surgery or change your name or, you know, change your voice or any of those things. You don't have to do those things for your identity to be more valid or less valid.
Right.
You are your expression. If it helps your identity and your, you know, how you want to be who you are, then that's great. But it doesn't, you don't have to do those things. It's up to you.
You do you.
You do you. Live your dream.
And I'm proud of you. And thank you for sending that email in.
Dempsey, you're great.
Just trying out names
already.
I just
like Dempsey for you.
You do?
Yeah. That's cute.
It's like very Patrick Dempsey, which is also a very Irish name.
He's cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question.
So this next question comes from G, and it says...
Do you think it's G-Eazy?
It could be. The rapper? Very well could be. It says, I have a bit of an issue with an overactive heart.
Oh.
Basically, I can't keep it...
Literally or figuratively?
Figuratively.
Okay, gosh.
Basically, I can't...
I'm like, I'm no doctor.
They're like, what's this palpitation?
Less, like... Sugary dips, I think, is what my doctor told me.
You're really like taking away from the punchline.
Oh, give me the punch.
They say, I would kill basically, the punch right now. I can't keep it in my bleeping pants.
Oh, damn.
They said, now, this wouldn't really be a problem except for the fact that I have found someone who is absolutely perfect. He and I get along so well. We share many interests. He loves me unconditionally.
Whoa.
Even though I have found what many would call a soulmate, I still have an issue and I keep falling for other people. For example,
emotionally or sexually? Like, are they trying to fuck him or are they trying to love him?
We'll get there.
Okay.
For example, there's this girl at work that I'm head over heels for. And just last weekend, my best friend from high school and I kissed. Now, it's not that I don't love my current boyfriend. He and I are at the point in our relationship where we're starting to talk about marriage. We've been living together for over a year and really things could not be more perfect with him. He tells me that he fell in love with me because I have such a big heart, but it also makes me feel as though that asset is also my biggest downfall. I often say that I feel emotions 20,000 times stronger than normal people do. And what starts off to be an innocent friendship will most likely end in a romance for me. Do you have any tips or tricks for how to stay focused on my current man and to keep all this emotional shit in my pants? It just becomes so difficult when I have such strong feelings for two or maybe even three people outside of my relationship. Mm. I really need help and I have no idea what to do. And I don't want to lose him. Thanks.
Woo. So I think the number one thing is to have an open dialogue with your partner.
Yeah.
Because maybe they're on the same wavelength and maybe there's something like that you both might want to have an open relationship and there's nothing wrong with that. And also, if you feel like this is something that's going to trip you up in the future or maybe get you into trouble in the future because you can't figure out a way to like control it, having that open dialogue from the start and being like, listen, this is who I am. I'm trying to fix it, but like, I want you to know about it.
Right.
Is going to help you in the long run.
Right. I mean, it definitely shows that you care about your current boyfriend because you're having these second thoughts and your conscience is kind of getting to you and you realize that you don't want to lose him. But I mean, I definitely agree with Tyler. I mean, so many relationships and, feelings have kind of evolved over from this, even looking at like our parents' generation and our grandparents, like people used to get married at 18 years old and they would be with those people for 60 years plus. But it's like maybe just a standard marriage or a standard relationship, which is between just two people, isn't for you. And that's certainly okay if that's the case, but you definitely need to have that open dialogue with your boyfriend to kind of put it all out there, because the last thing you want to do is have this great relationship with him,
ruin it because of miscommunication.
Right. Ruin it because of miscommunication or feel like you're hiding things from him and just kind of have to deal with that, that emotion and that kind of being mad at yourself or upset with yourself or why am I having these feelings kind of thoughts when, I mean, if he's truly your soulmate and you're truly head over heels, I mean, hopefully he's an understanding person and maybe you guys can just kind of talk and see what works for you.
Right. And it sounds like this is something that's like very much a part of how you approach relationships and clearly has nothing to do with him. And if you were to tell him about this, like, hopefully he would understand, like, it's not personal to him. It's just how you are. And I feel like if you reiterate that to your boyfriend, that will definitely help the conversation, the dialogue. But it sounds like there are no doubts in this person's mind about them wanting to be with their boyfriend. I think they actively don't want to have these feelings for other people. So if that's the case, maybe you're like having a friendship and then over time it's becoming inappropriate to you or you're developing feelings or maybe you're even kissing these people, like you said. I think after you have that genuine, honest conversation with your boyfriend, it's also important for you to have that conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
And figure out, is this something that I truly is important for me to I guess, squash before it becomes a problem. Is it important to you? Or do you think it's an expectation of you because of, you know, standards of society? If it is important to you, then you will put in the work. Mm-hmm. And if it's not important to you, then you'll keep making excuses or you'll say, oh, it's just who I am. If it's important to you, you'll make it a priority to fix if you consider it a problem. You right. get what I mean? So have that conversation with yourself and figure out if it is something that you think that you should fix, or is it actually something that you want to fix?
Yeah. Have that heart to heart with your own heart.
Right.
And figure out exactly. Yeah. You just got to figure out what you want, what you're willing to kind of be a part of and what's important to you.
And if it is important to your partner for you to be committed and in every way, in a way that you are not able to give to them, you need to have enough respect to them
mm-hmm.
to be honest and be like, listen, I can't give you what your expectations are of this relationship. And if that is the case, the best thing you can do is to be honest. And if it's not a matchup of what you can do and what they expect, then to accept the fact that maybe the relationship is not
right.
what you and think maybe it is. And maybe it's not soulmate.
And maybe you just might end up with a new best friend.
Right.
I mean, that's, I don't really think that's something somebody can fault you for. It's,
right.
it's not like.
As long as you have the conversation, you are setting yourself up for at least putting right. in an effort to make it work.
And I would say definitely if you're talking or hinting about marriage, definitely have the conversation sooner rather than later. Because marriage is a huge step and you would definitely want to have everything out in the open
right.
before you make that sort of commitment. Or at least that's what I would want.
Also, sister wives, brother husbands, that's a possibility.
Make it work.
Yeah.
I wish you well. I hope you guys do figure it out because, I mean, it sounds like you found somebody really great. And I mean, I hope he's understanding and I hope it works out for you. All good things, sending you good vibes.
Good vibes.
On the love line.
Delilah.
Exactly, yes. Thank you for finishing that for me. Ready for another?
What's the next question?
This person, let's call them C. They said, hi, Tyler and Corey.
Hi,
I mean,
C.
A little rude that they didn't
hi,
say.
Hi, C.
Oh my God, wait. Hi, C.
Yum.
I was going to say a little rude that they didn't put my name first, but whatever.
It's alphabetical, reverse.
I was like, explain that. They said, hi. This is short and sweet. They're getting right to the point.
Give
they
it to
say,
me. Basically.
Me and my boyfriend always fight.
Ugh.
I mean, almost every day.
Is this from?
For what? I can't read what you're saying. I have no, oh, yeah, maybe. I have no idea what you're saying.
Anyway.
I still can't even. I love when you mouth things.
Just basically.
So basically, C wants to know if, they and their boyfriend should break up or try to make it work if they're fighting every day in cap locks.
There is a lyric in a song by, I think, The Fray.
Whoa.
That really, when I was in a relationship that really,
is it called
was...
Happiness?
Yes! What the fuck? How'd you know?
Well, I'm just in your brain.
I love that
son.
Song. It's in the song called Happiness. It is one of my favorite songs by The Fray. It says something like, love is not, basically it's like, love is not like a tornado outside your window. It's a light tapping on your front door. And I think people think, drama and high emotions and craziness and like these extremes of ups and downs and passion and the fire and hot crazy sex and mad angriness and then makeup sex and like these like ups and downs of, you know, passion. They think that's what a relationship is all about. But to a lot of people that are in long-term healthy relationships, it's about I guess a more calmness and trust and discussions rather than arguments.
Yeah.
And, although passion gives you great makeup sex or whatever the fuck, I think that's not a long lasting, foundation for a relationship.
For a healthy relationship.
I think crazy ups and downs are going to exhaust you.
I mean, it says, love is a little more like knocking on your door and you just let it in. I love that.
Wait, what's the whole verse?
It says, happiness was just outside my window. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd crash blowing 80 miles an hour, but happiness, a little more like knocking on your door and you just let it in.
I love that lyric.
It's the opening verse.
It's such a good song.
We'll listen to it on the drive home.
I always think about that because it's like, when I was growing up, my family was crazy.
Yeah.
Like my parents, before they got divorced, they were crazy and passionate and like whatever. And like that was my thought of love. And you see movies where it's like crazy and like The Notebook and running into each other's arms and screaming at the top of their lungs. But like, I feel like that's exhausting. So in your specific situation, if you're fighting every day, well, hopefully... If all the fighting also comes with makeup sex, but if it doesn't, if you're just fighting every day, girl, I don't know.
But also, I mean, you don't have to be in a relationship just to have sex.
Whatever. I'm just saying,
or makeup blinking at each other,
whatever you're into. I don't mean to be, I don't mean to sexualize relationships.
You are so
God.
Sexual.
All I'm saying is, I hope there's also upsides to your relationship.
I agree.
Because what we're hearing right now is, girl, you're fighting every day.
Yeah. I mean,
I know that you can't help who you love if you love someone.
I agree. I mean, if you're truly fighting every day, I mean, what are you fighting about? Hopefully. I mean, if it's little things, I mean, I guess I just don't ever want to be in a
little
relationship
things,
where you're
the
fighting.
Single? Should it have been a single? That's
no,
what they're
yeah,
fighting
hopefully.
About?
I mean, I would have a lot of thoughts on that.
I don't think it should have been a
but
single.
But I was going to say... I mean, you sound, if you're truly fighting all the time, I don't think you've found a way to work. Do I think the relationship is over and dead with? No, not necessarily. Maybe you just have some communication things to work out. But, I mean, if you're fighting every day and you can't even stand looking at each other and it's just bad, I mean, I don't...
If it's crazy, girl, right. That's going to take 10 years off your fucking
life. And if you're
life.
Fighting every day, just maybe if you don't want to give up on it yet, try some new communication things.
Go to therapy. There's nothing wrong with that.
But don't be afraid to also like let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, you
Plenty
used caplocks twice in this like 8-word email. It sounds like it is a big I'm not trying to minimize it, but I find what works for you, and if it's not this, that's okay.
Also, fighting, I don't think, is acceptable in relationships if it's often. I mean, yeah, I can think of one big fight a year or something, but like, you should not be fighting. You should be having conversations. You should be like discussing things. If you don't agree about something, you should discuss it or conversate or figure it out. A fight is dramatic. If you're fighting every day, that's not healthy. Sorry.
Right. And you don't really specify if it's like, physical or just verbal.
Okay,
obviously,
if it's physical, no.
Find some support if you can and try to get out of it. But if it's just simple arguing, which I think it is based on how you worded the email, I mean, yeah, it's okay if it's not working. You deserve to not be yelled at and you deserve to not have to yell
at somebody.
And
there's going to be people out there that you will experience a relationship with that will not put you through that.
And there's ways to find passion other than arguing in relationships.
Yeah.
Go salsa dancing.
Bowl. whatever.
I hope High C that worked for you.
Good luck, High C. We love you.
We love and support you.
You're worthy of being adored and loved and hugged
and not,
without being yelled at also and without having to yell at other people.
I concur. I have a really good one.
Okay.
All right. Last question for this episode comes from A. It says, my friend, this is going to be confusing so many letters.
Okay.
A says, my friend D is only 14 and he recently downloaded Grindr and a couple other hookup apps.
No.
He's lying about his age and meeting men old enough to be his dad.
Whoa.
He has also taken money to meet guys a couple times.
Oh my God.
A close family friend saw him on the app and told his mom, I don't think she understood the dangers of it and doesn't want to come across as homophobic and try to stop him. I've spoken to him and told him how dangerous this is, but he doesn't listen to me. I then asked my mom and their friends to speak to him as they probably know more than I do and have been on Grindr themselves. He still doesn't listen and continues to go to strange men's houses. Do you have any advice on what to do, how he could meet boys his own age instead of using hookup apps? Thanks. Love the show, A.
So, First and foremost, if you are underage and,
it says on the app, doesn't it?
I think, yeah. This is not healthy behavior, straight
it's
up.
Not, it's because it's not safe.
Because it's not safe in multiple ways. Like, physically, that is putting yourself in harm's way, in danger. Also, mentally, this is not, if you're going in, you know, hooking up with guys that are that old when you are that young, I don't mean to yell at you or like criticize you, but it's an unhealthy way to explore your sexuality, I think, because there are different power dynamics in play when somebody is above 18 illegally hooking up with somebody who is still figuring things out, is still developing as a person, like, that's unhealthy and illegal, period.
I don't know. I mean, I know, obviously, it's illegal for people, depending on the state or whatever, and depending on the country, I know it's illegal to, like, hook up with a minor or do anything like that. I don't know the legal ramifications if someone's lying, but, I mean, I definitely think it's not completely appropriate and very dangerous. And I mean, I think you should try to talk to your friend. And I would maybe even tell
his
mom.
Yeah, this friend who sent this email, thank you for looking out for your friend.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
I would really try to talk to him, and I would kind of stress to his mom too, that sort of thing. Maybe you just need to download Grindr on your phone and report him.
Oh my God.
I don't know how to contact Grindr and be like, maybe that's what you need to do. Look it up.
It scares me because it's like, I don't want your friend to be in danger.
Right.
And developing unhealthy relationships with dating or sex or their identity, I think the behavior will negatively affect your friend's perception of what's right and
right
healthy.
It might affect them for a while.
Yeah, that concerns me because they're still developing. I don't know. So as far as...
I'm glad. Yeah, I agree.
As far as meeting people their own age and meeting people in a healthy way.
Bowling. Salsa dancing.
You know what? A great place to meet people in a healthy and safe community. Trevor Space. The Trevor Project has a forum that is a safe space. It's for people that are younger, that identify in the LGBTQ+ community. And it's a really great safe way to have conversations and to meet people that are around your age, that is supervised, but not like helicopter. You know what I mean? It's just a safe place where there are not going to be predators. Because honestly, if you are that young and you're hooking up with somebody that old, that's a predatory realm.
Right.
So it's just to find safe spaces like that. And maybe your GSA, and as their friend, maybe you can be the type of person that's like, hey, do you want to go to the GSA after school? Like, that's where you're going to help foster or support them in a healthy way.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say you're on the right path, and you definitely have recognized that this is a dangerous behavior. And I would say keep with it and keep saying things to your mom or his mom, or it sounds like your mom has gay friends because you said that some of her friends have Grindr as well. Maybe it might mean more for him to hear from somebody older who identifies as gay or bi or however they identify, and maybe they can kind of tell him it's not the healthiest sort of thing. But, I mean, I definitely wouldn't let it go because you're absolutely right.
If I were that parent, that's...
Right.
And I would take their phone away. Literally.
Right.
Like, I'm like, that's...
And I mean, maybe they haven't said...
Because they're not taking care of themselves.
Maybe they've just kind of said that they have the app and haven't really kind of thrown their... told everything and said, he's meeting people. I mean, maybe you haven't been that upfront with his mom or your mom, but...
I think if you care about this person as a friend, you will... Hopefully, if you feel comfortable, step in and be like, you know what? Even if you hate me for telling your mom, even if you hate me, I care about you enough to make sure that you're safe. And I appreciate you emailing and asking about this because
it's
I'm sure there's tons of people who have friends who are underage on these apps where it's an unsafe environment. And even as an adult, me, being on some of these apps, it's a little intimidating. And I can't imagine 10 years ago when I was still figuring things out, maybe, to be on an app where people could manipulate me mm-hmm. or take advantage of me figuring things out and needing somebody to talk to. Or, you know, I just don't want that your friend to be in harm's way. That's all. So I think you come from a good place. I think, again, I feel like everybody that needs advice, a good place to start is open communication. All these questions, open communication is a common theme, and having honest conversations and coming from a good place, and that's where you're coming from. So good luck. Thank you for caring about your friend, and
thank you for the question.
Thank you for the question.
But yeah, I mean, those are some good topics.
Those were good
and
topics.
I definitely feel like it's relatable, and we love doing these episodes, and we love when you guys send in questions, so please keep doing that. It's psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. We try to answer as many as we can.
And like we said, we're not experts. We don't know all the answers. We can only kind of give from our experiences and, you know, take it as a grain of salt, for a grain of salt, whatever. Take it
salt.
How you will. Salt. Take salt. Steal salt.
Don't steal.
Don't ever steal salt. Whatever. Take it as you will. We are not the end-all, be-all of advice, but hopefully we get you thinking or having conversations. That's all. We
all
love
right.
you.
Yeah, subscribe, stay tuned. We love you.
Okay, bye!